Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Byron, normally the host of the Vancouverite show every Thursday morning, but I was very sick last night and I did not make it in for the show. And the other co-host is also away, so there was no show this morning. So I hope you enjoyed the auto DJ. And yeah, I can get into a little bit more of what happened to me. It is a bit of a tale. But yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to do a one-man show here for the next hour. Play some music, tell some tales, the crazy ramblings of Alex. It's Vancouver, right? And we have moved to a new time slot. From now on, it's going to be every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Weird time. You're either working and you shouldn't be listening to the radio, or you have the day off and you'll be sleeping in. So we'll have no listeners. No, we'll have somebody. It'll be fun. And as always, the show will be podcast, and it'll be a lot of fun. What do we do on this show? We talk local stand-up comedy events and all comedy events, and we just have a generally good time, play some music too sometimes. So if you want to call in, and please do, because that's always fun, especially when I'm doing a one-man show, 604-UBC-CITR, that is 604-822-2487, and you can really say whatever you want, as long as it's not some evil horrible thing. Speaking of evil, horrible things, last night I was on a show. Sometimes you take a show, you're not really sure what it's going to be. You just kind of roll the dice as a comedian. You go, hey, I'm not a famous guy. I need to take whatever I can get. So I'll go down to Jolly Mac's in Surrey, you know, and you're at some weird pub and you have a $25 food tab and you order some nachos and they come and you get food poisoning. And that's what happened to me yesterday. And it wasn't too pleasant. I find that a lot of the time when I get food poisoning, I'll be so tired in bed, falling asleep. And then you get that feeling. The sheets are so soft. You're so happy. And then you just get that and you go, ooh, it's going to be a long night. Won't be sleeping for a bit. And that was rough. But yeah, what's going on? It's beautiful out. It's so nice. And I'm staring out UBC, unceded Musqueam territory, over this big hill. To think so many hippies protested for so long to save this hill, and they actually saved it. See, it goes to show sometimes you campaign for something, and you actually get what you want. Nobody expected them to keep the knoll? The grassy knoll? Can't be called the grassy knoll. That's the JFK thing. Is it called the grassy knoll? Can someone help me with this? There's no one else here. It's a hill. It's a big grassy hill. And they campaigned because you're building this new building. No. You will not take down this hill. And I remember there was a viral video of the said hippies being sprayed by firemen. And then they go, shame, shame. But, you know, they actually kept the hill. So good job. That would probably be like a 7-Eleven or something right now. And that's nice. They've been cutting down a lot of trees, though. I wish I knew what was going on, but every time I come to UBC, there's more trees that have disappeared, and it makes me a little sad. So I don't exactly know what's going on with that. What am I gonna play? I can't. There's no way I'm gonna be able to ramble for. Ooh, the new Tegan and Sarah video has a Pomeranian in it. That's good. Too bad I don't like Tegan and Sarah, but. Yeah, what should we be playing? Maybe I'll play some songs that are meaningful to me this morning, because usually it's Simon and Gavin and who else is here. Today it's just old comedian Alex Byron and his little fingers scrambling around doing everything. So what do I want to play? What would be a good song to play? It's sunny out, so that makes me think of nice things. Here's a good song to play. When I was in high school, I would smoke a lot of weed, and I wouldn't study, and I wouldn't go to school. So I was barely really in high school. I think I am in the yearbook, but I was more concerned with my mini disc player, if you remember that. It was like halfway between. It really had all the problems of a Walkman and none of the good things of an iPod. So it was really the worst of both worlds, and it would skip a lot. But you could cram 20-something songs onto there. That's what we'll do today. This is going to be the mini disc episode where I'm going to play all the songs that I used to have on my mini disc player. Will this be a FemCon heavy, CanCon heavy show? Maybe not. This might not be the best in terms of that, but you know, we've been so good recently. It's time to maybe just celebrate and do what I want for one show. And maybe there will be some female recording artists in there. You'll have to wait and see. But yeah, it's going to be all songs that Alex listened to when he should have been studying in social studies. This first one is by Boards of Canada, and it's called Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv, of course, being an easy way to remember the colors of the rainbow. Let's see if I can do it here. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. What is indigo? I feel like they kind of shoehorned in two colors there at the end when it could have easily been just purple. But Roy G. Bip doesn't sound as good. So thank God they got indigo and violet so we can hear Boards of Canada, Roy G. Biv. And I do like this song, and I hope you do too. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Right, that was Boards of Canada, Roy G. Biv, and you can imagine a stoned, delinquent 16-year-old Alex walking around the streets of Vancouver hearing that. I remember one day the part of that song where it goes, do-do-do-do-do, it like synced up perfectly with this pigeon that was flying, and it was really an amazing moment. That might partly be because I was undiagnosed bipolar at the time, or it could have just been a really nice moment. It's sometimes hard to tell in life if it's mental illness or fun. Sometimes it can be a little bit of gray area in there. What's going on in the world of comedy, you might ask? This is a stand-up comedy community sharing show. And tonight you could go to Match at Starlight Casino. Shane Clark and Justin Nichols, great comedy show up there. You could go to the Comedy Mix and check that out. You could go to Yuck Yucks. Hey, guess what's happening soon at Yuck Yucks? Soon it's going to be the summer comedy competition. That's always fun. You see, what happens, here's a little insider knowledge in the world of comedy. Things tend to slow down a bit in the summer. You know, when it's rainy, people go, oh, we got these tickets to the comedy club. Let's go to a comedy show. In the summer, though, God, Mr. Sun comes out and he says, hello, you're going to the beach. We're going to do the seawall. We're going to take pictures, play Settlers of Catan outside. We're going to go on some dates. We're going to go rock climbing. But in the winter, there's not as many things to do. And I'm rambling here. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is every summer there's a stand-up comedy competition at Yuck Yucks called the Yuck Off. And first place, you get a lot of money. Second place, you get some money. Third place, they always do like a joke prize, like you get an ice cream sundae, which is really quite insulting. But what I'm trying to say is last year, I made it through the first round. And I, so quite an important show for me, second round of the Yuck Off, right before the finals. And boy, did I ever bomb. Man, will I ever, you know, it's weird. Like, I seem to, the shows that don't matter at all, I just do great. Like Jolly Mac last night, getting food poisoning from a bad plate of nachos, getting heckled by biker gangs. I'm doing great. Riffing, crowd work. It's all coming together. Big important show at a cash prize, fighting for glory comedy competition, and I flame out marvelously on stage. And yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it just doesn't come together. So anyway, that's what's going on. What else is happening? There's a new open mic near UBC. If you've ever wanted to try stand up comedy, I'm going to break to you. You're probably not going to do well first time. Very difficult to go. It's kind of like in The Matrix when Neo jumps off that building for the first time and they're like, what if he makes it? No one makes his first jump. No one makes their first stand-up appearance either. But who am I to tell you that you can't do it? Am I some sort of comedy god? No, I'm not. So you should come on down to Benny's Bagels in Kits and you could take part. It's a bringer show. You got to bring one person, but that's easy, you know? And you got to bring one other thing, a sense of adventure. Ugh, I hate myself for saying that. Anyway, you come on down to Benny's and you do, you know, you do some time and you check it out. And you know what else is happening? The Comedy Shocker Tryouts. Now, if you've ever wanted to go watch a really bizarre show, you could go to this. This is Saturday, May 28th at the Pat's Pub and Brewhouse, 403 East Hastings, which is already a pretty wild place. I actually burnt myself on the wall. This is Pat's Pub in a nutshell. There are red pipes going up the walls, up and down. And the last time I was there for CITR's, what's it called there? Oh, I should really know this. The Shindig, CITR's Shindig. I burnt myself on the wall. So, I mean, what kind of a place has boiling hot pipes going up and down the walls? Hey, I'm dancing. I'm having a good time. Boom. Second degree burns. It wasn't a second degree, but it did hurt. And, yeah, but anyway, that's where it is. Saturday, May 28th, they're doing the Comedy Shocker Tryouts, which, if you don't know, is pretty cool. That's a tryouts for the Comedy Shocker show at the Rickshaw, which is an all dirty, all nasty, all offensive comedy. All the jokes that I can't do on the radio show. You wouldn't believe how many horrible, going straight to heck jokes are circulating through in my brain, and I have to come up with crowd-friendly, you know, jokes here for CITR. But oh, I'll be there on Saturday, May 28th. I actually won last time and I got to do a spot on the show. It was great. And I'm looking to go back to back. Maybe one day they'll actually book me legitimately and I'll get some respect. But until then, I'll be there for the Comedy Shocker tryouts. And boy, do people bomb. It really is just a night of 10 people doing horrible hack jokes, just eating it up there. And then some people doing a good job. But you know, it's fun. What else is going on around town? We've got so many fun things going on. We've got the Match Comedy Club, as I said. Sad comedy show. What's that? Tinder Tales coming up. Stand Up and Deliver. Man, that it seems like I'm talking a lot about open mics. Maybe I should plug some. But the clubs and the big shows don't need my support. This is fun. This is the life of a comic. Like the kind of schedule you'd have if your dream was stand-up comedy. You could go to Seven Dining Lounge every Wednesday. And they've been having like 50 people go every week. So I probably shouldn't even be talking about this because there's way too many people going to that show. But hey, if you want to come check it out, come check it out. It's time for some more music. We're doing, if you didn't hear today, it's Alex's mini disc playlist. These are all the songs that I had on my playlist when I was younger, when I had a mini disc player and I'd walk around Lord Bing Secondary and think, man, I sure hope there's bigger, better things for me in life coming up later. And was I right? I don't know. Heck yeah, I was doing a show on CITR. So this next song is, I'll never forget this one. What's Up Fat Lip by, of course, Fat Lip. Music video, really great, directed by Spike Jonze, CITR. Over the years, seems like I'm getting dumber, reminiscent to a time when I was younger with a hunker, full of dreams, determination, self-esteem, but now it seems, they hesitate to be on my team, you know the routine, when you win and they grin, all up in your face like they was with you from the beginning, but on the flip side, when you watch them like a riptide, fools clown by how you slipped and let shit slide, beside the fact, my voice is whack, clowns is running around, talk about a smoke crack, ain't got no homies that got my back. Yeah, I'm a brother, but sometimes I don't feel black. My girl is white, my game ain't tight. Niggas who ain't seen me in a while be like, dude, you alright? Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like, like a sucker almost every day. In the back of your mind, you probably thinking I was gay. But nah, I'm just a bitch ass nigga. The type to get jacked if I'm the rich ass nigga. See, I've been a loser just about all my life. Type to tryna turn a hoe to a housewife. What do you expect? I give respect and feel for a hoe niggas keep in check. I'm far from hard, emotionally scarred. On Pico Boulevard, I was regarded as a retard. I make myself sick, get on my own nerve. Immature, insecure, grown up nerd. Half an MC on a label that's unstable. Chopping Bliggy on the table. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, Fat Lip?
Hey man, yeah man, what's up?
Oh, great song. A lot more swearing in that song that I remember. So sometimes that happens and you get a strict warning from your boss. But yeah, it's your lucky day. Listen, we're going to listen to some ads and some PSAs because we got to pay the bills. And, you know, we have debts to pay is basically what I'm trying to say. But stay tuned. And when we come back, I'm going to play some local music because I've got a special treat for you. So don't go anywhere.
Never a night's work well done, and so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
Pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
On on record store day, Nardwar went into a store and was looking very intently at a number of tapes, some of the hot new Vancouver artists, and one of them was an artist whose name is so controversial that I can't say it. I can spell it. S-H-I-T, Lord, F-U-C-K, Ermen. That's the name of this artist. She is a friend of mine. She's a very cool person. And this song is called Robocop Judgment Day. That was Robocop Judgment Day by an artist whose name rhymes with Bitlord Tuckerman. So you can probably put two and two together there. She actually performs with a Mr. Bean mask, which is pretty cool. And it's all chiptunes. And the weirder the better these days, right? I mean, that's how you forge ahead and get famous. So, I mean, she'll probably be pretty famous. That's what happened to Grimes, you know? Claire Boucher was once just an outcast in at Lord Bing Secondary. That's right. It's all coming together. It all started. You know, a lot of famous people came from a little pocket where I live. People, I went to Lord Bing. Excuse me. I went to Lord Bing Secondary, and Grimes, famous from there, a famous snowboarder, came from Lord Bing Secondary, and Kits, which is just around the corner, our rival school, gave birth to. That guy whose name Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, and people still go back to the school and take pictures of his mug. And that's pretty cool. So a lot of fame happening. Hasn't blossomed in me yet, but, you know, there's still time. I'm running out of time. But, you know, if you want to spend some time talking to me, you can call in 604-UBC-CITR. And I'd love a call. I know what you're thinking. Hey, I don't have anything to talk about. I can't contribute. You can. You're meaningful. You're special. You're a snowflake. And I want you to pick up that phone. What else is going on? I am exhausted. And I haven't been working out enough. And I'm almost out of money. Having some money problems. I tend to think I have more money than I have. And then I spend it all. And then I scramble to find more work quickly. And especially in the comedy scene, scrambling doesn't really pay off. It's more of a long game, being nice to people, kind of biding your time, and then getting gigs, not saying, I need this now. So I'm screwed is what I'm trying to say. Okay, let's get it back in the pipeline. What are we talking about? We're talking about the comedy scene, and we're doing Alex's mini disc favorites. I actually realized during the last song that pretty much all of the music I listen to on that mini disc player has tons of profanity. So we might not be able to play many more songs, but that's okay. I actually went back to Lord Bing Secondary the other day because I was trying to find some embarrassing pictures in the yearbook. I just thought they might be funny to have, you know. Everybody likes a good throwback Thursday. Nobody does, they're annoying. But I wanted to have some good pictures. So I went in and you would not believe how much flack you get for entering a high school. I had a reason to be there. I was wearing sweatpants, so that's not usually a good look. But yeah, they were very aware. They thought I was there to kidnap somebody or, I don't know, plant a bomb. They were very, why are you here? No, you can't look at the yearbooks. And then, you know, I softened them up with my charm. Similar to how I'm sure you started listening to the show going, oh, there's no way I'm tuning out and you're still here, I hope. But yeah, and I got the yearbook pictures. I was voted most insensitive person in my yearbook. Now, that goes to show two things. It goes to show that first, you shouldn't piss off the yearbook committee. Be nice to those people because they're sealing your fate. And also that, you know what? You can turn things around because you think I'm going to say I've become more sensitive. No, still working on that. But I remember when that happened, I was like, man, I'll never live this down. I have been voted most insensitive person. There's a picture of me with a really douchey cowboy hat, a white cowboy hat. That's like the auctioneer's cowboy hat. Going once, going twice. No one wants Alex. And I had that going. But yeah, now that I'm a comedian, or trying to be, aspiring to be an aspiring comedian, it's nice to have those embarrassing things from your past, you know? And, you know, you can make fun of them. There's a show in town called Teenage Dirtbag where people go through their old embarrassing high school teenage stuff and make fun of it. So, I mean, it's a good thing I'm going into comedy because it's probably the only stream where misery, or maybe a musician. I see myself, being a musician would be pretty cool, but that's probably not going to happen. So to recap, I was a horrible person in high school, and I paid for it. And I wonder what happened to that mini disc player. It's probably still out there. I lost a lot of great things when I was young. Let's go through a list of all the most painful losses. Well, I had two stuffed animals when I was young called Gutty and Bear. It was a wolf and a bear. And I love those guys. I took them everywhere. And I lost those. I lost my mini disc player. I was actually thinking this morning how much money I would have if I just didn't buy stupid stuff over the years. Like in high school, my mom would give me a crisp $5 bill every day. Every day, just for me. Here, Alex, go get a lunch. And every day that would translate into, wow, I'm going to go get a Dr. Pepper and four slices of Meat Lover's Pizza with ranch from Dunbar Pizza. And I would skip the class before so that I could get there before everyone else from my school. Otherwise, the lineup would be very long. Can you imagine if I just made myself a peanut butter sandwich every couple days? I would have $1 million right now. Okay, maybe not $1 million, but I would have a lot of money. And God, it's just like, and this is not just a high school thing. I mean, this was happening recently. When I was like 3 years ago, I was house sitting, but it was like an extended house sitting where my mom was in Calgary. So she was like, here, you can stay in my beautiful, luxurious, as Trump would say, apartment in the West End. It's all yours. And I only had to pay like peanuts, nothing. And I was living with my girlfriend there, so she was splitting it. Oh, and I had so much money. And you know what I did? I spent it all on restaurants in the West End. I went, I've got all this extra money. What am I going to do? Am I going to save it? No, I'm going to try every single dish at every ramen restaurant in Vancouver. And you know what that gets you? Fat. That's all. It just makes you overweight. And there's a lot of salt in my veins. And I have a blood clot right now that I had to go to the UBC hospital about recently. So that's probably from all that ramen. I know you don't want to be hearing this. You, the listener, have tuned in for comedy news and good music, and right now you're getting play-by-play of my sad financial history. Also, I'll wrap this up soon. But basically what I'm trying to say is I'm in debt and better get my big break soon. If you want to get your big break, you can go to one of the many open mics in town. I've been talking about them. Benny's Bagels on Thursdays starting June 19th. You could go to 12 Kings on Sundays. You could go to Stand Up and Deliver. That's probably the hottest open mic in town right now. Every Wednesday at 7 Dining Lounge. Whew! And stand-up comedy always is happening at the clubs, the Comedy Mix, Yuck Yucks, and Laugh Lines in New Westminster. I was at Laugh Lines recently, and wow, they gave us this amazing cheesecake. That's not important. That's insider stuff. But if you want to go to like a bigger show, like at a comedy club, I really recommend Mark Normand up next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Comedy Mix with the fantastic Chris James. That guy has got a great Mormon harassment story. And then Mark Normand is just great. You know him from Sirius Radio. He's hilarious. And yeah, I mean, go in. I actually have no idea how long of a radio show I'm doing today. I just got here. As I mentioned, I had food poisoning last night, so I missed the show. And now I'm having a great time, actually. And maybe I'll just go all day. Who knows? Probably only till 12:30. But yeah, I've been... This marks about 7 months, I believe, at CITR. And boy, has it been a great time. I mean, would you believe it? This beautiful studio where I can just come in and basically do... You know what? I make mistakes all the time. Do I play songs that have horrible swear words? Yes. Do I say things that are legitimately offensive and I shouldn't say? Yes. I've done it all. And you know what? They're so busy, they hardly ever notice. No, I'm just joking. They notice. They're on top of it. But you get a firm scolding. And as long as you don't do it again, you're back. You know, you just... You keep going. So I've had a great time. You have the freedom to make jokes. Can you imagine if I was doing a show on terrestrial radio right now? They script out everything. You go, hey, it's hump day. Oh, who's humping out there? And it's National Pancake Day. Oh, don't you like pancakes? That's just, oh, it is not good. New radio album. New Radiohead album out. You know, it's funny about music. I had a very delayed, like they talk about late bloomers sexually. I was really a late bloomer musically. And I don't know if, okay, this might be hard to describe, but I'll give it a good go. Basically, I didn't know what music was when I was young. Like I had a very sheltered, and my parents were a little bit square, and I didn't have a lot of friends. So pretty much similar to what's going on now. But I understood the concept of music. This can sound ridiculous, but like I was, because I had like picture books, and sometimes there'd be a scene where the character was listening to music. So it would be represented visually by little musical clefs and things. And I'd go, oh, music, it's a thing that people listen to. And sometimes, you know, like they'd have the radio on in the car, but I didn't really understand like what music was. This is making no sense. And then one day we got these like big speakers, and I was pretty old. Like, I don't remember exactly how old. I was probably like 7 or 8, and like hadn't heard like music really. And then they just blasted this song. I think it was like the Rugrats soundtrack. You know that show Rugrats? Man, that was a great show. It was phenomenal. I loved the music. And then but then I plateaued, and I didn't like find out about any, like I didn't have a cool teenage experience where I'm finding all these dope new bands and I'm rebelling. It was just like I knew nothing about music at all, nothing. I think I called into like Z95 and was like, can I hear The Offspring? Just what a loser. And then in high school, I started getting exposed to a lot of music, and I thought I was super cool because I was listening to like a lot of trance and like 90s rap, and I still didn't really have much of a musical head. I'm starting to realize as I'm saying this, I still don't know very much about music. But I know a heck of a lot more than when I was listening to the Rugrats playlist. And funnily enough, I wanted to DJ for a while. And I actually DJed at the warehouse on Granville Street. And I got fired for playing. Maybe that's what we'll do. Let's play the song that I got fired. Friday night. What do I have to do? I have to set the mood. I have to play their playlist of music that they want me to play. And that's not me. So maybe I did rebel a bit because I started playing whatever I wanted at the warehouse. And I got in a lot of trouble. And they came in and they said, it was kind of like Footloose. It was like a DJ version of Footloose. Like, you're going to play exactly what we're going to stand next to you, or you're fired. You're going to play exactly what we want you to play, or that's it. You're out the door, Buster. And I said, I ain't going out like that. I'm going to play what I want to play until you fire me. This is the Alamo. A musical Alamo. And this is the song that I played. Maybe, I don't know, some would say not appropriate for Friday night on the Granville Strip. I say nay. I say it's an inspirational song. It's beautiful. And this is it.
He wants me to be steady.
You know what? We're going to find a higher quality version of that song. Yeah, I'm throwing an audible. 240p is not acceptable. That's right, I'm playing this off YouTube. You know, you take... Yes, I have the freedom to say what I want here on 101.9, but without the backing of those commercial sponsors, we're not quite as organized, and we can't... Anyway, you're saying get to it. Friday night, Granville Strip. Pocahontas soundtrack, just around the river bend.
Water's always changing, always flowing.
But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send just around the river bend for me. Coming for me. I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea, don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend just around the river bend? Steady as the beating drum. Should I marry Coco Wong? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver?
Oh man, isn't that a great song? Just around the river bend. What a good sentiment. No matter what's happening, maybe you just got voted most insensitive person in high school in your yearbook, like I did. And if someone had just told me, hey, keep going down that stream, because in no time, you're going to have a great show on CITR Radio, I would have been thrilled. I think that would have been like too much for my brain to comprehend. Shout out to Taylor listening. Just mentioned he's listening live. I can't tell you how happy I am. I really need a coffee. You always hear about people selling their soul to the devil for some like huge talent. Like, wow, he's the best guitar player in the world because he sold his soul to the devil. I think I would probably be the guy who would be like, I really need a coffee. I didn't think this through. I'm halfway through. I don't have a soul anymore. But man, I don't know about like selling my soul to the devil, but I would do some bad things for coffee right now. I'm really, really thirsty. Also, I can't afford it. They always say like, oh, it's only a coffee a day. It's only a coffee a day. You know what? Coffee, first of all, is expensive these days. And the whole point of a coffee a day is because you buy it every day. Okay. If it was a coffee a month, then it would be, it's always like that. That's how they get, in fact, and then you sign up for things and hey, it's a year later. You didn't tick the little box. That means we canceled your subscription and suddenly you're dinged. You can tell I'm having financial problems. It's been a stream of meaning that runs through this episode. Let's finish that thought. I signed up for a website like a year ago, Wix.com website creator. And they always do this thing where if you don't like cancel automatic billing, they hit you up again and you're like, oh, sorry, we thought that you wanted this forever. Why don't you make the default not renewing it? And then I'll deal with it if I need it, you know? Because I can't afford that money. I can't do it. I can't afford that money. Does that sentence make sense? I don't know. I got distracted by somebody walking by with overalls. Love a girl in overalls. It's great. It seems like... it reminds me of Harvest Moon, you know, that farming game where you court a girl from the village and then anyway, I've had a lot of fun here with you guys. If you want to call in, of course, Taylor or anyone else, it's 604 UBC CITR. I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to, if somebody could like give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, can I go till 12:30? Is that good? Is that okay? Is there anyone coming in? Am I, overstepping? Okay, I'm all right. I'm going to be here. That's what you do. Sometimes you got to check in. In fact, there was, I remember in high school in grade 11, there was these guys that came and they were like, you know, girls really like it when you ask. And we were all like, that's lame. It turns out it was right. In consent and radio, asking permission is good. So it's a beautiful day. It is 12:16. That's what radio DJs say when they're completely out of ideas. They start talking about the weather and the time. I know you don't have any other devices that could possibly tell you what time it is or the weather outside other than your eyes and pretty much every digital device you have. If there's any phoneless blind people out there that have also had a lapse in their sense of touch, which is heightened, so they'd obviously be able to feel the sun. Yeah, it's nice. Speaking of nice, I went to Wreck Beach the other day and realized all the guys that carry around the cold beer and cooler backpacks, they're all men. There's a glass ceiling on the naked backpack beverage salesperson on Wreck Beach that needs to be broken. No one is that what that means, the glass ceiling? I just realized that is kind of sexist that I don't know what the glass ceiling metaphor means. Does that mean that there's a floor above that they want to get through? Because I feel like glass, can they see through the glass? Is that why it's bad? What does that mean? I don't know. But anyway, we need more women selling booze on Wreck Beach. And it's not because I want to see more naked. I want to see more naked women, but that's a sidebar. That has nothing to do with this. It's just that I feel like there's a lot of people that would be more comfortable buying beverages from a woman. This is one of those things where you go in and you're like trying to make a stand for a group of people. And then by the end of it, you sound like their enemy. Ah, it's like a Roman Polanski movie. This is terrible. Should have chosen a director that was less controversial. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I've had a great time and we're going to play some ads. We're going to play some PSAs here because we've got bills to pay and then I'll be back to say goodbye and you'll have more great content coming up real soon. Don't touch that dial. People don't have dials anymore. What am I talking about?
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Music Race is back again on June 2nd to 5th, all across East Vancouver. Music Race and Arts Race are presenting independent arts and cultural makers. Featuring Skyoti, SC, Stream Team, Stray Anna, Gun Control, Ace Red Twins, Soul Loki, Supermoon, Stefana Fatila, Lay Spring, Morning Coop, Huey Oxley, Data Plan, and more. Check out Music Race on Facebook or head over to musicrace.ca for all the information.
All right, you're back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. This crazy episode of Nonsensical Fun has been a solo episode with myself, Alex Byron. It's been Vancouver, right? Your weekly comedy show. And you know what? It's a double dose. I'm so excited I get to come back here tomorrow. Every Friday now from now on, we're going from 10 a.m. to 11. And you know what? There's no one doing the 11 a.m. show. I'm not saying we're just going to bogart that time slot and start doing two-hour shows. I'm not saying that. I'm here with my girlfriend to say goodbye, Madeline Taylor.
Hello.
Also works for the radio station. I know what you're thinking. Wow, Alex, you kind of seduced her way into... No, it was pure talent. Right, Madeline?
No comment.
So what are you what are you up to today?
Well, today I am working on a few different things at CITR. Most of which are probably not super interesting to listeners. But do you have time for one more song?
I absolutely do, yeah.
Okay, cool. There's a song that, or an artist that I was thinking about that I want to plug because I think she is the coolest.
Okay.
Her name's Horse Power.
I'm in.
Power spelled P-O-W-A-R. And there's a feature about her in this month's Discorder, which you can pick up all over Vancouver.
What's the spelling of power one more time?
P-O-W-A-R.
Okay.
Yeah, on the cover of Discorder this month, we've got Glad Rags, who are going to be playing in Music Waste and lots of other things as well. But this feature, if I can find it, you can hear me flipping through right now.
That's nice. It gives it a tactile feeling.
Makes for some great radio. Yeah, so Jazlene Power is Horse Power, and she's a very cool rapper, local rapper, hip-hop maven. She uses lots of influence from Hindi music and Bollywood.
Did you just use maven to describe a musician?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
I did.
All right.
Yeah, I might do it again.
All right. You're a literary maven because you bring together.
Yeah, I coordinate all the words spoken at CITR.
I think this is one of those situations where I realized halfway through my thought, I don't know what that word means.
But he said it anyways.
Yeah.
So,
also Jazlene, go ahead, yes.
Jazlene Power, featured in Discorder this month. You should read it. It's written by Eleanor Waring, who actually is one of CITR's superstars. She does all kinds of amazing things. She's one of your beloved hosts of FemConcept, which is a show that features only FemCon on Fridays. She produced a documentary that we aired in January that was all about rape culture at UBC. You can find that if you search CITR Docs. It was excellent. You might mistake her for Sarah Koenig, and we would forgive you for that because she's fantastic. And more recently, she's also one of the main organizers of Music Waste, your favorite local DIY Vancouver punk festival, which is going to be happening at the beginning of June. So look out for that. So this is a song by Horse Power, who is featured in Discorder, interviewed by Eleanor Waring. And what song do we have, Alex?
This is called Queen.
Enjoy.
Symbolic knowledge, fuck your college. I'ma stand here, look flawless with my scar face. I'm a modest goddess, sitting in the back row, taking notes, using my moleskin notebook. Get a load of this bullshit you trying to fill my mind with, but ain't got time to listen to you whine, bitch. No, listen to me rhyme, bitch. You wanna spend your time with this chocolate cocoa that who you can ride with? Pull up to the scene in my mint green fit. Then we'll drop away. I just wanna re-up. Reach up to the sky, heaven's high, grab a ladder, then you start to climb. I'm the giant in the beast, I'm a fairy tale. You a soft bitch, a ferret's tail. You're a soft bitch, a ferret's tail.
Shout out, along came Polly.
Rachel Green, Rachel Green.
What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. I'm a really big loner, mixed with a stoner. Knock you down, I'm a bulldozer. Half drunk like Homer. When I hit the home and I don't wanna feel this sober. So I load up with a brown cup, chop it in the cup. Grown up, got the hiccups in the pickup. Full ranger, I'm in danger. Road runner, bamboo banger. I got hundreds, what you saying don't make sense. You just shaking in your boots, looking real sad cute. When you running, cause you jaded, don't forget that you stay hating. Now you lost everything you could lose. Your tears, they will make a big sound and you'll die next to
Horsepower, Queen, asking that age-old question, what good is a king without a queen? I mean, honestly, probably he has more time to rule the kingdom and is more effective. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You've been listening to Vancouver Right on CITR 101.9 FM, always broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And it's been a pleasure. I will see you guys tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with our comedian guest, Brett Nikolic.